3.2. What happens in a crash and the concept of first, second, and third collision. Have you ever wondered what happens inside a car when it crashes? People at crash test labs do. They spend hour after hour measuring, testing, and analyzing. They found that in every car crash, there are actually three collisions. First, the car's collision. Second, the human collision. Third, the human body's collision. The car collision. During a collision, the car crashes to a stop. At 30 miles per hour, a car hitting an object that is not moving will crumple in about 2 feet. As the car crushes, it absorbs some of the force of the collision. The human collision. The second collision is the human collision. At the moment of impact, the driver and passengers in the car are still traveling at the vehicle's original speed. When the car comes to a stop, the driver and passengers continue to be hurled forward until they come in contact with some part of the automobile, such as the steering wheel, the dashboard and the front window, or the back of the front seat. Humans can also cause serious injuries to other humans when they collide with each other. Rear seat passengers often hit people in the front seat of the car as they fly forward with incredible force. The human body's collision. In a crash, even after a human body comes to a complete stop, the internal organs are still moving. When they stop moving, these internal organs slam into other organs of the skeletal system. This internal collision often causes serious injury or death. Imagine what happens when someone's head collides with the windshield of a car. After the person stops moving, the brain hits the inside of the skull. This could result in a range of injuries from a mild concussion to permanent brain damage. How to prevent serious injuries in a crash. Wear your safety belt, including the shoulder harness, properly. It has been proven to work in the crash test lab and on the road. Did you know? 3 out of 4 crashes happen within 25 miles of home at a speed of 45 miles per hour or less. About 40% of all fatal crashes occur on roads where the posted speed limit is 30 miles per hour or less. Motor vehicle crashes cost American taxpayers over $277 billion every year. See footnote number 1.